Hey Trail Riders, welcome back to the Daily Ride. I hope you guys are doing well. To you guys that have been sharing the Daily Ride and encouraging others to follow and liking and making comments on that, I truly appreciate that and I hope you'll continue to do so. This message of the Bible comes from many different people and many different angles, and we see a lot of good people out there that are sharing the gospel, but it's a message that needs to be heard. It's a message that needs to be shared. And I'm doing it in a format that'll help you to do Bible study and to do daily Bible readings. And we do a subject line that's easy for us to understand. So today we're going to be talking about they will be satisfied. And are you satisfied with where you're at as a child of God, as a Christian, in your daily Bible study and daily Bible readings and where you're at as a Christian altogether? The Bible tells us that we will be satisfied. The scriptures that get us through the Bible in a year are Numbers 26, 23 through 65, Psalm 37, 14 through 20, Proverbs 8, 34 through 36, Luke 1, 57 through 80. Again, we'll be talking about they will be satisfied. And our scripture is going to come from Psalm 37, verse 19, which says, they will be satisfied in days of hunger. Jesus directs us to ask God for our daily bread because we have need to ask Him. It does us good to ask, for asking increases our awareness of our dependency upon God and builds a defense against ingratitude. I find it greatly encouraging that the God of creation, who is infinitely holy and who holds the universe in His hand, cares that my physical needs are met. This implies that God regards our bodies as important. He designed them and is interested in the way that they function. Some Christians regard it as unspiritual to pray about the needs of the body. But as Jesus pointed out, this is really where our personal petitions are to begin. While Jesus endeavored to get His hearers to keep their values straight by saying that the spiritual was all important, seek ye first the kingdom of God, as He tells us in Matthew 6:33, He nevertheless put the body in its rightful place as being a matter of great concern. Our Heavenly Father, we are told, guarantees our physical needs if we seek the kingdom of God first. Most of the promises in the Bible have to do with the spiritual truths, but never to the exclusion of the physical. How much spiritual use would we be to our Heavenly Father if we didn't have the needs of our physical side met as they come about? This is why I don't fear the future. In whatever way people might mismanage the resources which God has placed upon this earth, we can have confidence in the truth that this verse before us today, they will be satisfied in days of hunger. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that You help us to not get bogged down in the wrong attitudes about the physical factors of our lives. For they are a part of me. They're a part of us. Teach us to live physically and spiritually as one for Jesus' sake. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, for further study on this, look at John 6, 1 through 15, Psalm 37:25, Joel 2:24, Luke 6:38, and keep these two questions in mind. What was the disciples' attitude? And two, how did Jesus show interest in physical needs? God bless you guys. I hope you'll continually follow us here on the Daily Ride, and I'll see you on the next trail ride.